Columbus Bicentennial Minute.
Old Town has such a diverse and rich history. In the early 20th century, mansions were along Brighton Road like these. But Old Town East has had tough times. Here's the story of Old Town East.
Old Town East got its nickname of the Silk Stocking District because of the wealth of the residents of the late 19th and early 20th centuries that called Old Town East home. Old Town East is one of the very first suburban areas in Columbus. Think of it as the Dublin, New Albany, or Upper Arlington of the 1880s. The first horse-drawn streetcars of Columbus were installed during the 1860s. In 1870, Old Town East, as it is called today, was annexed to the city of Columbus. Franklin Park, which is to the east of present-day Old Town East, served as home to both the Franklin County Fair and the Ohio State Fair during the 1870s and 1880s. In the mid-1880s, large sections of the Old Town East and Franklin Park area had been subdivided into residential lots, on which new homes were built for many affluent people such as politicians, businessmen, and industrialists who would help shape Columbus's future. Most of the homes in the Old Town East and surrounding neighborhoods like Old Oaks, Franklin Park, and Woodland Park were developed between 1880 and 1930. Many wealthy families built large mansions on streets like Broad Street and Brighton Road, and smaller, well-appointed homes throughout the area. Some of the best-known residents included James Thurber, H.S. Hallwood, Joseph Yost, John J. Barber, the Lazarus family, and Alice Scheel. The governor's mansion was in Old Town East from 1920 to 1957. The city's most intelligent, creative, artful, wealthy, powerful, and honorable, or even notorious citizens, all called Old Town East home at one time or another during the turn of the 20th century. However, in the 1920s, Columbus saw the creation of another ring of suburbs, such as Upper Arlington and Grandview Heights, to the west of the present-day Short North and Ohio State University campus, and Bexley to the immediate east of the Old Town East Franklin Park area, thus sparking the classic old money versus new money classic conflict. After World War II, the transformation was unstoppable. The white flight of the 1960s made things worse with the introduction of the freeway system, more suburbs, desegregation, and riots. Interstate 71 physically divided Old Town East from downtown, therefore creating an inner city island. By the 1970s, the neighborhood became a predominantly African-American community, a community that had not been involved in the prosperity that happened in the early days of Old Town East, or prior to that point. The revitalization of Old Town East homes did not occur until the coming of AmeriFlora in 92, which was the first international floral and garden exhibition in the United States. Today, the residents of Old Town East and Franklin Park live there for the unique and beautiful houses, plus the diverse community of the neighborhoods. Each year, the Old Town East Tour of Homes is a big draw to the neighborhood to see revitalized homes and gardens in Old Town East. The Hot Times Festival is held on the grounds of the Columbus Health Department the weekend after Labor Day every year. Franklin Park is home to the Franklin Park Conservatory and, of course, Franklin Park itself, which boasts the largest community garden campus of its kind. Juneteenth is held in the park every year, and the Asian Festival has been held there for many years.
For Columbus Bicentennial Minute, this is Brian Curtis. Happy 200th birthday, Columbus!